football is back. That is really what matters right now.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That's for sure. And the most important thing is that we're getting back to you know, whatever normal life was. Hopefully, for now, we can't say for sure because it's like still summer. But let's wait till fall and winter, and then we'll see how things go. Hopefully, we'll still keep these reduced capacities, and then move to full stadiums again. Like, we want to see that, and I'm very happy. Like the atmosphere, we've missed it all, and it's been amazing seeing the football fans back for the Bundesliga, and also for the latest Euro 2020 when. Basically, I think for the final it was Wembley at full capacity, so seeing that is great. But yeah, I'm very hopeful in how things will go this year. To be honest, and yeah, well, a little bit of a bumpy start in terms of how Borussia Dortmund's season is going right now, and. Like I'm curious, have you followed the transfer market news during the summer? Were you like interested in knowing who's in, who's out?
Yeah, I was trying to pay a decent bit of attention to it. Obviously, like I said, I've been busy with work, but I think the big thing that everyone seems to be talking about is Messi over to PSG.
Yeah.
Sancho moving on from Dortmund.
Trust me, man.
And it seems like Harry Kane is very, very unhappy in Tottenham, but Tottenham says Harry Kane's not going anywhere, so that's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Like
you've got Kane who's like, I don't want to play here, and Tottenham who's like, yeah, well, Kane's going to play for us. Well, and those are very different messages.
Yeah, but they didn't say it like indirectly, you know what I mean? They didn't say it directly. They didn't say like he's not going anywhere. They just stuck like the biggest price tag on him. Something very unrealistic.
Yeah.
And now I think that he's staying for one more season. I think because it's not looking good for him, to be honest. Kind of reminds me of, let me see who was in a similar situation. Well, anyway, yeah, you talked about Messi, and that's like the biggest transfer of all time, because it's free. It's a free transfer, and I'm sure that PSG paid him shitloads of money and to join, but it's still like considered a free transfer because they paid Barcelona nothing. And I was in Paris actually when the transfer got announced. So and funny enough, like not funny, but it was expected. Like as soon as his shirt was announced, whenever you go in Paris, whenever there's like a PSG store, you will see like huge lines in front of it, people wanting to get the shirt, the jersey. So it was actually a huge news for them. But they are building like a huge team, man. Like they are getting these big names. They've got Hakimi, they've got Sergio Ramos, and now with Messi, and they already have Neymar, Mbappe. So I think they're gonna be competing at the highest level like they did for the last 2 years. But I think they have more chances of getting something big. It's a bummer for Messi because he's gonna be playing.
They're building something, and it's
But for Messi, he's gonna be playing like small French teams every weekend. He's gonna be playing like Strasbourg and shit like that. Champions League is gonna make more sense, but I see that. Like, I see why he moved there. The money. You know what I mean? It's how things work. But yeah, that's like the biggest transfer, and then Sancho leaving for Manchester United. Spent great years with Borussia Dortmund, and he left with his head high. He produced so much, shown great like how much of a great player he is. Very patient, very mature, and all the best of luck to him. I hope to see him like. A regular starting 11 at Manchester United, and hopefully he gets some trophies with them. in the future.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, he's a great player. He left in a very high note, and yeah, congratulations to him for that move. And who else left? Who left actually? I don't know. Aside from Sancho, no one actually.
Yeah, it felt like we actually. I was so my big fear going into the summer, like the one thing I said, I think I said it in our last podcast, was that we can't afford to lose both Sancho and Haaland in the same year, yeah, in the same transfer season. And we only lost one of them, which, like I said, I expected to lose one of them. It was probably going to be Sancho, but I wasn't sure, and I didn't want to lose both. Sancho is gone. And I mean, I think we were fortunate we were able to have him as long as we did. And like you said, like him leaving, he left on very good terms. And I think for the most part, I think Borussia Dortmund fans around the world wish nothing but success to him moving forward. I'm sure there's a couple who are super bitter, but you know, like that's part of football. It's just sure, the nature of the game. And like if Dortmund could keep every superstar they get, that'd be great. But Dortmund would be a different franchise, you know, if they did that. They'd have a different legacy. And like right now, that's the way it is for Dortmund. Like we can't really afford to keep every superstar we get. Mm-hmm. And I think we were fortunate to have a superstar like Jadon Sancho for as long as we had him, and we're fortunate to have a superstar like Erling Haaland for as hopefully as long as we'll keep him. And then, you know, like Marco Reus, I don't know if I'd consider him a superstar at this point in time, but he's still, like, I would put him as one of the more respected players in Europe. Like, I think people have a respect for his skill level and his gameplay and his style, because when he's on his game, he's very good. And, like, but outside of that, like, I think Dortmund do a great job of taking smaller pieces and putting them together to make a big puzzle, or like taking small pieces and putting them together to make a big product. Like, I think Rafael Guerrero, he's like, I love him in Dortmund. Like Thorgan Hazard, Julian Brandt, like there's a lot of like,
so much
I would say talented, yeah, and like borderline superstar players, but they're just not quite superstar players, so that they're within Dortmund's budget. It's a good balance, I think, for Dortmund.
Yeah, yeah. Going back to Marco Reus, in my opinion, he has already earned legendary status, be it in Borussia Dortmund, Germany, or in Europe. So, yeah, I would not talk about him as a superstar because he's now legendary. He was a superstar earlier, but now it's next level. And yeah, I think he's retiring here. But yeah, we still have Reyna as well. Reyna is taking number 7. It's his chance to step up, to show what he's got. And yeah, keeping Haaland is great. We're getting some players who are coming back to the squad soon. We have Moukoko as well. We have our latest recruitment, Malen. Yeah, we'll see. And we have Bellingham as well. So we have a young, strong squad. We just need to put, as you said, all the pieces together and expect, like, or hope that the end product will give something at the end of the season. But we have everything it takes. We just need, and we also have a great goalkeeper that we have just recruited as well in Kobo. So we'll see how things go. And hopefully Marco Reus gets like the hang of it soon, sooner than later, because it's quite a bumpy start, as I said before. And we won the first game in like very strong first game, and then we kind of just gave up the Super Cup to Bayern, in my opinion. Just made so many mistakes, gave them so many gifts, and they didn't say no. And after that Freiburg game was it was a little bit of a mess, to be honest, in terms of defense. It just shows, like, I like how Dortmund play now. They play more direct, and I appreciate that. Like, if you noticed, it's not like last season with Favre. It's more like, as soon as we get the ball, let's get it forward. There's no more like this bullshit position. It's like, okay, how fast can we get the ball to Haaland or to Marco Reus? How fast can we do that? And that's how we, how they work, and I love that. But the defense is, in my opinion, shit. The defense is like, is shit, man. And I understand, because they, we're playing Witsel as the defense, and our weakest link right now in the defense is Felix Paslak and also Nico Scholz in the fullback position, and we will need to, like, we will need to work on these positions. Now Guerrero is back, and hopefully Morey what's his name, the Belgian dude. Forgot his name. Meunier, yeah.
Meunier, yeah.
Back. I like Piszczek left, and I hope we could have kept him for another season. His experience, I'm sure that we'll get like a better start to the season with him. But yeah, he's now in Poland, and we all the best of luck to him. Schmelzer as well is out, so going back to like players who are no longer with us. But we need to get that shit back on track, in my opinion, because this is just the start of the season. But we do not need to pick up more L's than we have to, because that's going to weigh on the overall team psychology early on. And we
especially if we're taking the L's to like Freiburg. I mean, credit to Freiburg, like they came out firing, like they came to play.
Yeah.
But like also we shouldn't be losing to Freiburg. True. But I guess that's 2 years in a row, I think that's happened. Yeah. Where we just drop a game to Freiburg and we're like, what the hell is going on? I mean, I don't know. I, like you said, there's clear issues in the back right now, and we're kinda stretched in the back. We're, like you said, with Witsel playing center back. Like, Witsel's a very solid defender, but he's much more comfortable as a defensive midfielder than he is, I think, as a center back. And I think he's doing his best to fill that role, but it's not his natural position, and it doesn't align with necessarily his skill set. Yeah. So it's a little awkward for him. I don't think necessarily he's, like you said, he's not even really been the main problem at defense.
Not at all.
But I think just having, like,
he was
that
solid,
can,
in my opinion.
That, like,
he was more solid than Akanji so far, to be honest.
And actually, I think against Freiburg, I think Akanji kind of stepped it up a bit, but we need to be able to count on like Hummels and Akanji, and we need Scholes to be stronger on that left wing back, and Paslak, you know, he's still got to grow into his strengths, I think, over on the right side. He got caught out of position quite a few times, though, I think, against Freiburg, if I remember correctly. And it's frustrating to see that. But I guess if you're going to make those mistakes, it's better to make them now and fix them now than to make them, you know, in the middle of the season and try to fix them then. But we still got to fix them. Like, if we don't fix the mistakes, then making the mistakes now versus later doesn't really matter. It's like you still got to fix the mistakes.
For sure, 100%. Well, it's always like, because it's Marco Rose's first season. We understand that. And again, Freiburg is a very strong team. We can take nothing from them. They have a great coach in I don't want to butcher his name, Stefan Streich or something like that. And they have a very good team, very young, very hungry, talented players. And they played in front of their supporters, and their supporters are like hardcore motherfuckers. So I would understand that we can lose there. Any team can lose there. Any team, even Bayern lost to them several times. So any team can lose in Freiburg's turf. But we still need to be realistic and make the best out of the squad. Now that Hummels is back, he played like the last 15 minutes, I guess. We saw also Guerrero being back, Chan. I would expect things to improve, and with the way with the entire philosophy, like the first game I saw glimpses of Jurgen Klopp's team in terms of how we pass the ball forward and fast, and it's always like 1, 2, 3 passes and then Haaland has the ball, and that's like optimal Borussia Dortmund. That's like fast pace football that we like to see, and we have everything. Like we have talented players who can actually provide that type of game. And I would say, yeah, we just need to focus on these weak links. I think Paslak is a very talented player and he's very young, but he needs to get his shit together, to be honest, because that position is not going to be his if he keeps doing the same mistakes, making the same mistakes. I think that Meunier is going to be back there, especially after the impressive Euro he had. That's my 2 cents on that. We have Dahoud who's also continuing to perform in the midfield. As I said before, Bellingham is a very talented player, obviously, and he's playing his best game. He missed a great opportunity against Freiburg. First half, around like the 20th minute, that was heartbreaking. It was almost like a penalty, and even a little bit better, to be honest. But he kind of shot it at the goalkeeper. So if that goal went in, I will see, like, it will be like a different scenario to the game. And we have what it takes. So I guess we need to work on that. Coaching staff is going to make some adjustments, I'm sure, for the next games. And we still have Terzic on board as technical director, I guess. That's good as well.
Yeah.
I'm sure that he has lots of input and experience with the players. And I guess we're going in the right direction. We just need to minimize the number of mistakes we make each game, in my opinion. Because Bayern's game was like, we made so many mistakes in passing. We forgot how to pass, actually. Like, it was obvious that we were doing, like, we were playing like, you know, amateurs in terms of passing in the back. I'm talking about the back, of course. The front was great. The back was shitty. Freiburg was a hard mess in terms of defense. I mean, the first goal is a free kick, and credit to Griffer, I think his name. Grifo or something like that. He scored actually 2 free kicks so far. He scored the first free kick in the first match day, and he scored another free kick against Dortmund. So he's a free kick master. And he almost scored another one against Dortmund. So there's nothing, even the goalkeeper could do nothing, because the ball was very, like, it hit the post and then went in. So it's very difficult to save. But the second goal, it was a huge mistake defensively, and everyone should be accountable for it. In the back line. But yeah, well, hopefully we'll see our players get back on track. And it's also impressive to see that Witsel is already back at top level at football. I was very impressed to see him play in the Euros, to be honest, after that injury that he picked up last year. That was horrifying, man.
Yeah.
And now that he's back, it will be a little bit tricky to fit in all that depth in midfield, because we have so many players who can play in these positions. Like, we have Chan, Witsel, Delaney left, actually, I guess. Yeah, I think Delaney left. It was announced, but I'm not sure if he already left. But we have Witsel, we have Chan, we have Brandt, we have Dahoud, and we have Willingham. There's like depth in the midfield, and I'm curious to know how it's going to be used for the next games. Where did I see the other day that Delaney is out? They do that. Okay, no, they haven't. Sevilla is interested, but they are offering 5 million, but Dortmund would not settle for less than 10. So he's definitely worth more than 10. So, but I think he's already out, to be honest. It looks like it, and yeah, it's actually it's a wise decision. Not in terms of he's not a good player. He's actually a great player in his position. But we have too many players in the midfield that we will not know what to do with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they are all great players. They are all amazing at the way they play. But I think that it's gonna be tough for these for to convince these players to stay with the competition that they will face in the midfield. So I would say, yeah. If Delaney leaves, then good luck to him, and it's been amazing 2 seasons with him, and hopefully he'll achieve great things with Sevilla. Now that Messi is out of the picture, the Spanish La Liga is going to be very interesting,
Yeah, it's
in
going to
my
be very
opinion.
different.
It's gonna be very different. Like Cristiano has already left. And now Messi, so Sergio Ramos is out as well. So now it's like, yeah, who are we gonna like? Who are like these? Yeah, it's no longer like La Liga, you know. And I'm sure that it's also going to be, they're also going to be to drop in terms of popularity as a league. I think it's beneficial for the Bundesliga, to be honest. In terms of the attracting new fans, but yeah, it's yeah, that's my like 2 cents in terms of the situation right now with Dortmund. I think Bayern are reconstructing as well with the new coach. They have great players, and as I always say at the beginning of each season, Bayern are not gonna stop and wait for us to catch up. So if they get the train rolling, if they go full steam ahead, we will need to do something about that, and we will need to catch as much as like pick up as many points as possible. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
we can't afford to fall behind early. That's what I think that hurt us a lot last year, just falling behind too much too quickly, and then we just couldn't make up the gap at the end. And then we finished super strong to end the season. So like I think that created a lot of like optimism for this season, and I feel like we're kind of back to where we're used to being, where we're like, oh, like after we played Frankfurt, I was like, holy crap, we're gonna be really good this year. And then we struggled with Bayern, and I was like, all right, like Bayern is still Bayern, okay. And then we lost to Freiburg, and I was like, all right, let's not do this again, please. But I'm still pretty optimistic. I'm not gonna get super down on it early. Like, I'm gonna stay optimistic, and I'm just happy that we're back. Like, I even though wasn't the perfect start we wanted, better than no football. So we'll take what we can get right now.
Definitely. Definitely, man. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. And I was going to go watch the game against Atletico Bilbao that we played in St. Gallen in Switzerland, because I was just near at the time they were playing the game, I was like 50 kilometers away from that city.
Oh, dang.
But I didn't go. Yeah, I didn't go because of things happened, and yeah, I missed that game. And but hopefully we'll try to watch a game this season at home, maybe. Let's see. Hopefully we'll get to
Yeah.
get a ticket, even though it's fucking difficult to get one at this point. It's gonna be a
Yeah.
huge,
It'll be
like,
tough.
it's gonna be a challenge. Yeah, it's gonna be a challenge, man. Yeah, like, it's like, yeah, there's no way. But let's see. We'll try, and we'll wait. We'll wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, for me, that's it so far. I'm just happy that we're back, talking about this. I know we've been away for some time because of the summer break, but now we're back and we're gonna be putting out other episodes like consistently. So yeah, I don't know if you have anything to add, Ryan, or is it all for you?
Yeah, I think I'm still pretty excited about this season. There's a lot on the table for Dortmund. I think there's a lot of opportunity. I'm excited to see what Marco Rosa does with this team. I think Dortmund's a great fit for him, and I think he's a great fit for Dortmund. I think it's kind of like the perfect pairing, if you will. Like he brings a lot of energy to the table, and he brings a lot of experience and knowledge, and he brings a new perspective. Like we talked about before, Lucien Favre's style of football is a little bit different than what we're seeing under Marco Rosa. And I think I personally like this change of style. I'm like you said, I'm more in favor of the get the ball up the field quickly mindset. I think that's what's worked best for Dortmund before, and I think that still continues to be what works best for Dortmund, especially with all the pace we have in Erling Haaland. And like Hazard's still got pace, Reyna's got a lot of pace, Royce has some great pace. Like there's so much pace that to not use it would be a waste. And I think we're trying to use it well. We gotta figure out different ways to get the ball in the box when teams like Freiburg just shove everybody in the middle. Like if we can't get push the ball up the middle of the pitch, we got to find opportunities on the outside to get the ball into the box from the wings, and we got to find a way to get ahead on a couple of those crosses, Get if Haaland can get his head on one or two crosses a game, you got to think one of them's bound to go in just because of how clinical he is. And he's not the only player who could be a good target in the box. We got other options as well. One thing I really liked in the Frankfurt match that I want to talk about just for like 20 seconds here was
No
the
problem.
pace of the passing and the one touch passing. The team looked very much in sync, and there was a lot of chemistry on display. Once we got the ball in the final third, we were making quick decisions with it. We weren't giving Frankfurt time to get themselves set up defensively because we were quickly moving the ball around and we were moving it forward as well. And I think when we move the ball forward and we move it well, that's when we create the most opportunities for ourselves, because we don't give the opposition a chance to set in defensively and kind of reconvene and set their back lines and stuff. Like if we can wreak havoc on our opposition's back lines, I think we're gonna have a lot of success. And when they kind of take a more conservative approach and almost, I don't want to say park the bus, but when it feels like they parked the bus, kind of like Freiburg did, where they just shove everybody in the middle of the field and basically take away any opportunity in the middle of the field, we gotta find a way to get around that. And the great teams always do find a way to score. Like I can't say specifically what I think Dortmund should do differently in those situations, but that's where I think as a player, someone individually needs to step it up and take a couple chances, try and draw a foul in the box. There's a lot of different ways you can work around the numbers that Freiburg was bringing back defensively. And I think that seeing Marco Rose try and work his strategy around that moving forward is going to be interesting, because I think it's not something he's necessarily used to in his previous coaching positions. At Mönchengladbach, a lot of the times his team was the team that had to get players back and then push the ball up quickly and catch the other team on a counterattack. So now when we can't catch teams on a counterattack because they're dropping back, what do we do differently? And I think it'll be interesting to see what Marco Rose does with the lineup moving forward, and to see if he maybe moves players around. I love when we switch our attacking wings. I think in that first match, I want to say, Royce, Reyna, Hazard, they did a lot of wing switching. I think Guerrero did a little bit. Like I think that helps. Just it throws different looks at opposition, and it keeps them guessing. It keeps them on their toes. And if you've got the opposition on their toes, like you've got opportunities to push that. You got to push the pace and keep the pressure up. And I think we do keep the pressure up. So I think we'll start to see some balls bounce our way moving forward. And I also think we're going to start to see more high more goals and more high volume matches where we score goals in high volume. Like I think we'll see more of those than we see of what we saw this past week, and we'll see more 5-goal games than we will like 1 or 2-goal games. And I'm okay with that. I just want to get us to that point. And that's all. That's my final thoughts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's hopefully let's see how things turn out. And only time will tell. I hope for that to happen, and also for the games to be like available to watch in the stadium, like possible to watch in this. I don't want things to get complicated, and like I want supporters to be able to go to stadiums and watch games, and hopefully we'll keep that up. But yeah, it was great talking about it again. Hopefully we'll see great things in the next few weeks, and thank you guys for listening, and thank you Ryan for tuning in, and we'll talk to you guys later.